You nailed it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's my gold medal in the bag for me. I mean, if somebody could just make me a little one out of plastic and give it to me, I would really feel I had the real thing. He was brilliant. I mean, he, you know, I have to, for such a big horse, I have to be able to make quite a lot of adjustments to keep him balanced at the moment. And Richard said to me outside, you know, try and just keep, you know, using your corners, and he would set him up the whole time, help him out. And I said, well, that's so easy to say, isn't it? Because, you know, you don't know what you're getting in the ring. But the horse is just, his head is so fantastic. I mean, he absolutely did everything I asked. He let me help. And I loved riding it. And I mean, he has the perfect balance that you want in a dressage horse of it. He wants to go. He really wants to work. He is a little bit nervous, but he tries his best to be on my side. And, you know, it's just, I have such a great relationship with him, and it just keeps growing.
You've done so much in the sport, but when you do something like that, does that make you feel like a kid again?
You're right. That's, you know, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I mean, it's like having a packet of pastels all in one go. I mean, it just was... Yeah, for me, you know, as I said, I mean, I know he can't beat Filegro. It would be unlikely that... But he's going to be probably number five or six in a European Championship at the end of today. Well, he's definitely going to be in the top six. And, you know, that's great. You know, it really makes me just so happy that, you know, I can, you know, bring that out in him, and he, you know, he offers it. And it's just, yeah, it's a great moment for me today.
And Filegro, he's going to nail it as well.
Yeah. Another great moment. I mean, I'm really happy for Charlotte. Of course, I want the horse. I want people to love the horse, because we all love him, and it's great to see him back at his best. Of course, you get a day like today, the weather suits him. It's a little bit cooler, you know. He's fresher. He enjoys this sort of weather. He loves atmosphere anyway. But when he's hot and tired, he's hot and tired, and he doesn't really like, you know, lift to the situation. Whereas today, he looked back to coming back to full power, and he just had that one tiny mistake, which. Charlotte can, you know what, Charlotte rides 3 months at home doing flying changes and never makes a mistake. And we go to a championship, and then she gets this, why is he making mistakes? And she keeps making, you know, the odd error. And number 15, he, of course, went short behind. And I think she was so relieved, she thought, I'm there, and then stopped riding. But anyway, the rest of it, we must not focus on one flying change. I mean, he really was at his best today. Lots of nines and presumably tens in those scores as well, and that's what we're focusing on. She's happy. I'm just relieved that, you know, for her, Arkan is put to bed. She's, you know, come back and done what she would do anywhere else in the world.
And overall, Sunit, good week for the Brits and you as a team.
A brilliant week. I mean, you know, we were devastated, really, not to get gold, to be so close. I mean, that's... But also, that makes it very exciting, because I know that Fiona's horse still has more in it. I know that Nip Tuck has more in him. And so, looking to the future, you know, we can still get a few more points as a team. So, yeah, we're really happy this week, and it's been a great week for all of us.